Hello, and welcome back to Spoilers, your weekly movie review podcast, where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. I am your host, Hollywood, and I'm joined by the regular here, Adam.
Yes.
And a returning contributor to the show, Cowboy.
Where's this guy? Gosh, he's crazy. Hey, oh, there I am.
There you are.
Wow.
You're enjoying this on the Rat Pack Podcast Network. Make sure you enjoy the other shows on the Rat Pack Podcast Network. Our flagship show, Random Acts of Tangent.
Yes.
Tyrant Thinks, hosted by Orpheus Black.
And by Rex.
Rex, yes. Yeah. Ray of Sunshine right there. Mm-hmm. And all the other shows. Check them out. If you like this show, check that show out. We're available to be contacted through email. If you have any recommendations for a movie, if you want to just hate on us because we hate on a movie you didn't like.
Right.
Anything related to the show.
Isn't that every movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we've liked a couple.
Jurassic Park.
We like Stand Up Guys.
Stand Up Guys. Pitch Perfect.
Well, that was my movie.
Which I just watched the other day.
Again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So well, good, God, it's so good.
I was watching it yesterday as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Bop.
Happen to be on.
Right. Ow.
If you want to make any recommendations to us or anything, contact us anyway. Spoilers@ratpackpodcast.com.
Yes, sir.
Today, we're entering Johnny Depp territory.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally hitting the golden boy with 2010's The Tourist. This movie is directed by Florian Henkel von Dondersmark.
Wow.
And it stars...
God bless you.
It stars Angelina Jolie, Johnny Depp, Paul Bettany, Timothy Dalton.
Okay.
Let me hit you with a brief synopsis before we jump in. American tourist Frank meets a mysterious beauty who drags him into a dangerous world of intrigue and espionage while traveling through Europe.
All right.
Are you familiar with Paul Bettany?
No.
Have you seen any of the Marvel movies?
Yeah.
He's Jarvis. Sir, I'm not sure if you can reach the power available to you.
Oh, okay.
He's the voice of Jarvis.
Oh.
In the Iron Man and the Avengers. That's Paul Bettany.
And who is he in this movie?
He's the guy who's piecing the note back together. He's the main like Scottish Yard agent who's chasing after him.
Is he in Legion?
He is. He's the Angel Gabriel.
That was a stupid movie.
Did you see the Da Vinci Code?
You didn't like Legion?
I hated Legion. Oh. Da Vinci Code I liked.
He's the albino monk.
I didn't like the one who
cuts himself up.
Self-flagellating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like Da Vinci Code.
That's Paul Bettany.
You didn't like Da Vinci Code?
No.
Oh.
I read the book.
Yeah, book's better.
Okay.
Book's better. All right.
That's such a douchey thing to
Legion
say.
Legion would be actually
That's
be a good one.
I can't say that very often. I don't read a lot of those things.
Yeah, okay.
Legion actually would be good. But anyway.
Yeah,
back to this movie.
Okay.
Where do you want to jump in with The Tourist?
Well, my first note is the whole burning note thing. That's complete bullshit.
Yes.
Because once something catches on fire, it becomes ash. Uh-huh. A lot of it is ash and disappears into the ether.
Yes. Well, hold on. Let's jump into how we get to the burning part.
All
so
right.
Where are we? Italy?
Paris.
Paris, France.
We're in Paris.
Yes.
And we're following Angelina Jolie.
Right.
We don't know who she is yet. And a van is following her in the most inconspicuous way possible.
This is stupid.
What was she or was she not?
What?
Huh?
Wearing underwear.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Be more professional, Cowboy, please.
I'm sorry. Yes. All right, I'm sorry.
The guy
was she or was she not wearing breeches?
Oh, is that your British accent?
I don't know.
So these guys are in the van tailing her, and they zoom in on her ass, and they say, underwear or no underwear?
Yeah, and the boss says, be more professional.
Yeah, that's what Cowboy's referencing.
Yeah.
But the way they tail her.
Might as well be
tailgate. They're all up on her, dude.
Well, the thing is, though, is you watch the movie, she knew she was being followed.
Yeah, right. But I mean, they don't know that.
No.
Yeah, no, we as viewers, we don't know this yet. We just think they're horrible at their job.
Yeah, and the agents
obviously know.
No, but later on you find out that they're working together. So they're on the same team, I should say.
Yeah.
So I guess that's why she knows she's being followed. That's
spoiler
why they're
alert.
Being so abrupt about it, I guess.
Spoiler alert,
of course, yes.
But this is spoilers. We're spoiling the whole fucking movie.
Yeah, we'll get to that spoiler later. But
the copy me and Adam had no subtitles.
Right.
So when the French people were talking, I was like, there's no subtitles in this movie?
Oh, wow.
Well, the copy we had.
I had to go search for subtitles and download it.
I thought it was going to be like The Godfather. I know you don't like old movies, but in The Godfather, when Michael meets the cop in the restaurant, he's speaking Italian to Saluzzo, the other mob boss.
Okay.
So he's speaking Italian with no subtitles, and then every once in a while, a sentence will throw one in. I was expecting that. And I'm like,
okay,
where are the subtitles? I don't know what anybody's saying.
Right. And I'm pretty sure we're missing some plot points right now.
Yeah.
Turns out they're asking about underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
And the copy, Cowboy, you have has subtitles.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So we didn't miss much from having no subtitles.
No, there wasn't a lot of French.
There was more. I mean, because I eventually got a copy with subtitles.
Yeah.
I put in that extra work to get it because I wanted to see that.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot would have been missed because there was important things being discussed in the other languages.
Mm-hmm. Angelina Jolie's underwear. Well,
there
that's
other
very
things besides
important.
That.
No.
Yes. Because at one point they were asking for an interpreter towards the end of the movie, and even in the beginning, there's a lot of little things that are being said.
Yeah, little tidbits.
I mean, you can still kind of piece it together, but it's a little bit more of a struggle to do so.
It gives you a better viewpoint, but it's not detrimental to watching the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no exposition you're really missing, but you get hit with a lot of exposition.
No,
not a lot, but
I think there needed to be more. A lot of it is just like, what is happening? Not until like towards the end you start piecing things together.
Yeah.
They just kind of like go and then let you find out later.
Exposition should be subtle. I don't like exposition that just pounds it over the head.
Right.
Like Grudge Match, how they're like two former boxers. Right. You know, movie actually getting off topic just for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, movie I rewatched the maybe last week that hits you with exposition in one scene that's ridiculous. It's The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where Catwoman's like, where's the slate? And he goes, you mean the device that can erase everyone's information that everyone's looking for?
Yeah.
I don't like exposition like that. Yeah. Where they just hit it over the head with it. Anyway, back to this one.
But in this case, there wasn't enough. Right? Yeah. There wasn't any, actually, at the beginning.
Yeah.
Not till later do they start giving you little hints here, there, and then eventually.
Because Johnny Depp doesn't come in until the 15-minute mark, I would say. Yeah, and he's focal to the story.
Yeah. So, the reason they're following her is, I guess, you find out they're looking for Alexander Pierce, which is somebody who has stolen a lot of money from a gangster, which he owes taxes on somehow.
Yeah.
I don't understand that part of it.
He owes back taxes to the British government.
Yeah.
Because it's Scotland Yard on the case.
Right.
Yeah.
But from money he stole. So like.
No, I think he owes it.
But he had to steal from the mobster to get the money.
To get the money. And now they know he's got money. They're trying to find him so they can collect.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I think that's how it goes.
I thought they were taxing the stolen money. Like, no, that's, you don't claim that on your W-2. I stole $2.3 billion from
If you stole, you would be 1099.
Oh, yeah. Because you'd be an independent contractor.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Okay. That makes more sense.
So they were just trying to find him.
Right. So they're tailing Angelina Jolie because she has ties to Alexander Pierce for some reason, which we find out later they were together. Lovers.
Yeah.
And she gets a note delivered by a courier from Alexander Pierce, and she reads it. It says, go meet me at the train station at 8:22 and find somebody that looks like me.
And the same build.
Same look and build.
Same look and build.
Make them believe that it's me.
Right. Yes. And then it says, burn this note. So she burns it, at which point...
The cops are like, move in, get the note.
And at this point, I just feel like they're bad cops. You don't know that they're on the same team. I'm like, all right. They arrest the courier right away. Then they rush the cafe to get them.
Yeah.
And
then she's walking away. Like, she doesn't see all this commotion happening.
Right. So.
And I was confused because Paul Bettany is British.
Right.
And then these guys are French. I'm like, how are they tied together?
And there's Russians also. Yeah. The mobster. There's a lot of, this is a very European movie. It's very all over Europe. But so they get the note and they somehow
they cover it with an envelope to preserve the ashes or the pieces that are left.
Some sort of magical chemical that makes the ink show up, and then they cover it with something else,
it press scans
it down,
in.
Scan it, and they're able to find out everything that was on the letter. it's a magical game of Tetris the guy was playing.
Yes.
Because there's pieces on the board that you can move different.
They had a computer program that doesn't exist that you could take a picture of little pieces of paper and then it'll put it on a screen and then you can
move
click the different pieces
vertical,
of paper
horizontal and connect them
and put it together like a puzzle.
He's like at 8:22 at the train station, go.
Yeah, it just be when you left something on fire, sure, there's certain things that will be salvaged
portions, but not the whole thing.
No, not the whole note. Part of that is in the air, like I said, it goes into the ether.
Yeah.
Wouldn't putting liquid on a burned piece of paper completely ruin it?
This is magical liquid.
I guess.
Well, exactly, because you got the burned piece of paper, you put any liquid on it, it's
on any piece
disintegrate
of paper. Yeah.
Because it's ash.
Yeah. No,
it's going to turn into like a muddy.
Oh, this is high quality printing paper.
Not in the world.
Maybe
of
you got it from Dunder Mifflin.
Yes, it's Dunder Mifflin paper. Yes, high quality, double stock.
Yes.
Coated on one side.
Before we continue, since that doesn't exist in your world, are you already knocking it down? The paper
It bumped me, but I because it is a movie, I'll give it some leniency.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff that happens in movies as far as forensic and stuff like that.
Yes,
it's bogus. I mean, even TV shows like NCIS, they do certain things. It doesn't exist.
Yes,
because it's entertainment.
It makes it.
It'd be boring if they did real procedures.
Because I went to a Photoshop convention years ago, and it was called CS 3, I think, or something. But they called it, it was like CSI was the whole concept of it. I have the shirt and everything. And one of the things that they did in the opening seminar was talk shit about CIS or CSI.
CSI.
The whole, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. Depixelate. Zoom in again. Depixelate. Yeah. Freshen it up. Despeculate. And he, boom. Oh, it's perfect. No.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
No. That was a big thing in the Photoshop convention. Yeah, they kept harping on that.
Okay. If you didn't have this in the movies, why don't you just watch the TV show is called The First 48?
Okay.
Okay. It's about you got to get all the evidence and stuff within the first 48 hours or, catching the person involved in it.
Or it becomes a cold case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's called the suspension of disbelief.
Right.
You're suspending our reality to accept that in this world, things like that exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie, I would say, did exist in my world.
Yeah. Except for that.
Except for that one thing, which I can say, all right, maybe they do have technology that does that, and I've never heard of it.
Well, it's in Europe. We don't know.
Yeah. They're better than us in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So who knows?
So anyway, she gets on the train.
Right.
And she's looking for a guy. Guy zooms in on Johnny Depp.
Right.
Who's a really real wizard, Sarah. Real wizard. Do you know the term, cowboy? Wizard?
Wizard.
I think we went over it.
Yeah, this,
where it's like
before,
a geeky looking guy.
Okay. Right.
He's sitting there reading a book, smoking an e-cig.
Yeah.
And she sits down and says, what's the lie she tells him? Does this bother you that I smoke an e-cig?
No, she sat down and the first thing he says is sorry.
Oh, does this bother you?
No, he says, I'm sorry. For what? And he's like, I don't know. he just kind of clams up because, holy crap. Angelina Jolie in this movie.
Yeah.
Holy God. Mm-hmm. The whole time I was completely just.
Have you seen Original Sins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fine, but I mean, this is. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yep,
Original Sin has scenes that also take you there, but this is without anything.
No, you got
to. Just her being her in normal, regular day, and it was like, oh God. At one point, Johnny Depp just fuck. He just says fuck. She walks out dressed up and
Yeah.
You're ravenous.
Wouldn't you?
He calls her ravenous.
Yeah.
You mean ravishing? Yes.
Yeah. Wouldn't you do the same thing?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The whole movie, I was just like, this.
She's got that sex appeal that she, it doesn't matter what she wears, you could be.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was mesmerized the entire movie looking at her.
Did you watch the movie?
I did. That took me a long time to watch it. But anyway, so yeah, they get on the train, they start talking, having a conversation, and I mean, Johnny Depp's not a bad looking guy. But even her, I would see like out of your league. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he's up there. He's very high up there as far as good looking guys go. And even in this movie, Angelina Jolie was way out of his league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think 99% of guys are way out of her league.
It's true. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing comes to mind actually. Even Brad Pitt's a little bit like, he's fallen off a little bit.
Oh, dude.
Brad Pitt now.
Yeah. Brad Pitt now.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt Fight Club.
Yeah.
Go for it, dude.
So they're on the train and she's just sweet talking them and they have dinner.
Yeah.
Two guys are on the train, take the picture of Johnny Depp. So now Interpol and Scotland Yard or whatever agency is chasing him. Now they think Johnny Depp is involved somehow. So they said, run the picture. If it pops up, let me know what comes up. They don't think it's Pierce. They just think maybe it's a decoy or somebody.
Right. So, and this is part of the obvious, again, the surveillance. We were talking about the truck and everything and take a picture of me on the train. And the guy, he like turns almost 90 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, you're totally missing the guy you're supposed to be fake taking a picture of. It's just like another thing. Like, these guys are horrible at their job.
Yeah.
But I guess they're all in the same.
I'd be like, can you scoot over so I can pretend that I'm taking a picture of you?
Right, exactly. Obvious. Oh, I'm going to take a picture of the cabin.
See, I'm going to take a picture of Adam here.
Right. Hey, that's Hollywood. Hey. Yeah. So they take a picture and then it gets sent through the system and they're waiting at the train station to arrest him as soon as he gets off the train.
I like how they all just step out.
Yeah.
And then they all just step back.
Right.
And, you know.
And then, but by the time the train actually gets there, they get a report that he's just a math teacher.
Yeah, one guy gets a text on his phone, right?
No, the guy that's back at the base, he looks it up and he finds a match. He looks it up. He finds the history. He calls the other guy, says, hey,
this guy's a school teacher.
Off. Yeah. And then, so he talks into his cuff and tells everyone else, bounce, we're out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody leaves.
But what I don't understand is one guy got the whole, back off.
Right.
But there was like 15 people on that platform.
Right. No, but he talked into his cuff. Everyone had an earpiece and said, all right, cancel.
I'm guessing they're all on one channel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I guess on a raid, you would want everybody to be on one channel.
Yeah, I want one of those cuff
right
thingies.
Yeah. So then
Spectre Gadget there.
Oh, we forgot. Paul Bettany was talking to James Bond.
Yeah.
Dalton.
Yep. James Bond.
Timothy Dalton, mm-hmm. who was the fourth James Bond, I want to say. Yeah. He was in License to Kill and, The Living Daylights.
Okay.
Those are the two some of the worst Bond movies ever, according to people. But anyway, he's talking to him and he's saying, look, you fucked up on this Pierce case already.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're still on it.
You put so much money into it.
So much money in it. Just
$8 million, I think, is at one point they say. He says how much they've invested.
He said, just forget about it.
Right.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
That'll come into play later.
Cause at that point, there was not supposed to be a case being worked on anymore.
Yeah, right.
Because when he went with the picture and said, hey, I need you to look, he's like, oh, the guy's like, oh, is this Alexander Pierce? He's like, just run the picture. He's like, I thought this case wasn't open anymore.
Just run it.
Just
right.
Run it.
Yeah. When they got the courier the first time thinking that was him.
Yeah.
And he was like, great. He changed the color of his skin. He changed his bone structure and he got 4 inches shorter. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, so he's already pissed. All right. You guys are done with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and then, you know, the whole section there, when he actually found a match that this one guy in the police department, mm-hmm. who I guess is like a journalist type person.
I think it's just a mole.
Just a mole.
Yeah.
Comes
yeah.
up and goes, hey, you know, so that, cause that leads up to what.
Oh yeah.
The Russians finding
yeah,
out.
Yeah. The match pops out and then he calls Shaw.
Yeah.
I think his name, the big mobster who Pierce stole the money from.
Right.
And he goes, and it's so pimp, dude. He goes on the intercom with the pilot in his private jet and he goes, reroute the plane.
Right.
We're going to where? We're going to Italy.
Venice. Yeah.
Venice.
We're going to Venice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Just like a pimp. Dude.
Great. Great. See, and I had a thought. This is a weird random thought, but when they're in their plane and they're playing cards and the boss is just sitting there, he's like, oh, hey,
go all in.
Go all in. He looks at the guy, says, that's his tell. All right. Great. I feel like if I was a boss, I'd be playing cards as well.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to sit there brooding. He's like, all right. I'm badass, dude. I'm the boss.
Yeah, you could just win all the money back that was stolen.
Yeah, I'm the boss. Just sitting there, like, thinking in your own brain, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. And have some fun. Have some goddamn cards. Have some champagne. It's your plane.
It's like Rounders.
Yeah.
What's this chick, 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 chick?
The Blade? Betty the Blade? That's not his name. That's
no.
Boris the Blade.
Boris the Blade.
Yes.
Boris the Blade. No. Wait.
What? What
that's
about?
In Snatch.
Fuck. Rounders.
Who's in Rounders?
Malkovich. Rounders is Matt Damon.
I know, but what was Malkovich's name?
No, Ed Norton.
Oh, John Malkovich. What
yes,
was his
yes,
name?
Yes.
That's the guy going, check.
Oh, God. The Oreos. You know, open the Oreo.
Oh, man. What was his name? Damn it. It's going to bother
Benny?
Me.
No, whatever.
Doesn't matter.
I'll look it up later. Anyway, back to the story. So she rolls up in a boat and says, come in.
Right.
Come in with me, Johnny Depp. Charles, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank, there you go. They go to a boat. They go to a hotel, fancy hotel. They check in, and he makes a move.
It's an amazing room.
Yeah.
And
at this point, wouldn't you be like, what's going on here?
Yes, exactly. This super hot chick.
What's going on here?
She made me take her to dinner, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
She picked me up in a boat, take me to this palatial hotel where it's had the likes of like emissaries from all over the world have stayed in this exact room.
We're going to a ball. Now we got invited to a fancy ball.
Yeah, it's like,
that was later on in the movie. That wasn't right away.
Oh, yeah, but that was the next one. What I'm saying is, like, she told him about the invitation. Like, we're going to a ball. I would have questioned it. Like, the hell?
But it's also kind of weird because during dinner? Oh, no. This is after they already go to the hotel room. She eventually lets loose or he reads into her. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a – so who's this guy? Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who's the guy that, I guess, paid for the room, I guess, is what he's saying. I find it offensive to think that a girl couldn't pay for those things, but whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Because he's kind of getting at that, like, who's the guy,
right.
Like, you're cheating on me with or something
Yeah.
Like, but that's what he's implying.
Pretty much.
I will say, though, he did a really good job, Johnny Depp, pretending, well, being that teacher guy.
Right. Yes.
You know, because he didn't –
Spoiler. He is.
Spoiler. He is
Alexander Pierce.
Yeah. Right.
But he did a great job pretending. Like, if you're watching the movie and you didn't know this, you know.
Because Hollywood, you said that before the show we were talking that you saw the ending coming already.
Yes. I saw the ending coming. And then this goes back to what I said before with these plots that are ridiculous where you need every variable possible to work for your elaborate plan to go through.
Yeah. Well, see, the ending, I felt coming, but I was like, oh, maybe. I kept like going back and forth within myself. Like, yeah, okay, this is obviously him. Oh, wait, hold on. Maybe he's not.
Uh-huh.
No, it's him. And then at the end, I'm like, all right, is it?
Especially, tell me. Especially the next morning in the hotel when he wakes up and he's got to go out the window and he's running across the rooftops and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was a little weird because if he's
in his pajamas.
Yeah, pajamas. That's in my notes. I have that note. Who the hell Well, I guess if you're like super rich and fancy, which he's a math teacher, I guess he shouldn't be. But to be able to have pajamas and put them on, I feel like that's way too much work to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a math teacher. He's supposed to like have no life.
Well, how does that fit into pajamas?
Well,
is that a
probably
common
back
thing?
At home? He's got no life. He's got no girl. That's why he's so dumbstruck with this girl wanting to take him on the boat and, okay. and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You can see that in his reactions and his face and stuff like that. He's probably the type of math teacher that goes to school, teaches his kids, goes home, grades papers in his pajamas and goes to sleep.
See, I can't believe that because he's an attractive man.
You're looking at him as Johnny Depp.
I know. He's
a wizard.
Even if he wasn't Johnny Depp, he still looks that way. Women are going to come and approach you if you look that good.
Not unless you're sitting there like a nerd.
Even then, I feel like, and this is a problem I have with a lot of movies where they have these
attractive,
super
people
attractive people
as playing normal people.
Yes, that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
No.
What are we saying? The pajamas. Yeah. I found it very weird he was wearing pajamas.
I thought this
so would have been better if he walked and ran across the roof naked?
Boxers and a wife beater, like the normal person sleeps.
Yeah. I felt like this movie, it's supposed to be like a spy thriller movie.
Yeah.
It took a long time just to get one kind of thrilling action spy. Sequence, which was the boat sequence after this scene where they try to...
There wasn't a lot of action. No, there wasn't. But it worked for me. Really? Okay. To me, the story was great. It was well thought out.
Okay.
It moved in a place that was interesting where I was constantly wanting to, what's next?
Yeah. It sucked you in.
It did suck me in.
I felt like they didn't have good chemistry though. Depp and Jolie. Like it felt really forced.
Yeah.
Their acting styles like, oh, who is the guy? Oh, there's someone trying to kill me in the bathroom. Like it just felt like they're both of their act, even though she wasn't in that scene, I just kind of felt like, the chemistry was just off on his skill set.
The idea that she fell in love with him, or they fell in love with each other in 2 days.
Day.
Yeah, a day. I didn't, and I have a real problem with that also happening in movies. Love, this is an argument I have with a lot of people as far as love being able to happen quickly. Mm-hmm. I don't think it can. The whole love at first sight thing, we've had this argument on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Where it just, it's a concept that is not love.
Why are you looking at me?
Because we had this conversation on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, Cowboy.
I love you too. I've only known you for 6-7 years.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. See, that's appropriate. that long time period.
This is not appropriate.
Oh,
that's
right. Oh, you're right. It's not appropriate. But it just, it's movie love, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, I don't believe in the whole I love you or I'm in love with you at first sight, first meeting. I mean,
But even in the short interactions they had for a day,
that's
not enough time.
No, I think he was more in lust with her.
Yeah, but she eventually was in love with him too, supposedly.
He's in love with the idea of her.
Right. Well, who wouldn't be? Yeah. Jesus Christ. This girl comes in with, she's super rich, super attractive, and she's into me?
I
love her.
I love her too. I've never met her, and I love her.
Absolutely.
I'm in love with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Yeah, after this movie especially now.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh my God, this... Woo. Oh, by the way, this is a pre-boob job.
Mm-hmm.
This is before. She recently went through this whole mastectomy for breast cancer stuff.
Yeah. What happened? Oh, so does Champs men? Oh, they wake up or they kiss and then he goes to sleep.
She kisses him on the balcony, and that to me was calculated. I mean, I when that happened, I knew what she was doing. It wasn't an attraction thing.
Well, they took pictures of it.
Yeah.
They saw
she walked out. She saw the people in the gondolas across the river. She knows she's being watched. Kisses the guy.
We'll go back to the note. Make them believe it's.
Right.
Me.
And that was her. Even though I feel like at this point she already started to have feelings for the guy.
Yeah.
And it was a kiss of betrayal is what it was. And she betrayed him at that moment.
Exactly. Exactly. She knew what she was going to do, but later on in the movie, you find out she was starting to have feelings for this guy because she started to feel bad for what she was putting him into.
And even at the moment, if you could feel like she felt a little bad.
Yeah.
Because like, this is a nice guy.
I mean, but she had to.
She had to. So kisses the guy on the patio, goes inside, and that's the end of the night.
What I don't understand is why didn't he open the damn door to the bedroom?
I don't know. Well, because he had to. He had to not.
Why?
Because he's not Alexander Pierce.
Well, in his mind.
He can't cross a line.
Yeah.
Because
he has to stay in character as a dorky teacher.
Right. Because if it does work out with him as a teacher and her, then it's like, whoa, fuck, what about me?
Yeah.
It's like, you love me? What about me? Yeah. It's a weird thing. Yeah. Why would you be in love with me? What about me?
And I think that's why he was pressing her on who's this guy, blah, blah, blah.
Right. You already forgot about me and you're in love with me? Hold on. You can't push me aside. And then it's very weird. It's a very meta thing. It's like, you're in love with the teacher, but what about me, your boyfriend? Which happens to be the same person. It's confusing.
Yeah.
I get it.
I got it.
So he wakes up the next morning and Shaw's men try to go after him.
Right.
And they go, that's when they have that stupid phone call. There's these men. His acting in that scene was just ridiculous. These men, they're trying to kill me.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
you had a problem with that? That was
a little,
your problem?
Act a little more like scared.
I had a problem with the concierge downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Like, that guy too.
Okay.
Oh, that's very good Spanish, sir.
Right. He was being kind of a dick.
Yeah.
He was being a dick.
Yeah.
But this is somebody that's staying in your super high class hotel. You need to kiss the ass of everybody that is in there.
You're in the fucking presidential suite.
Exactly.
You're getting a call from the
presidential suite. If I say, help me, he should push that emergency button, and everybody floats to that room instantly. But he's like, all right, great. Stupid Americans. That's his attitude.
Uh-huh.
This is the guy.
Have you been to Italy, France?
I have not.
Maybe if you're American and you're staying in that thing, maybe they would be a little pissed off.
Fantastic. But you're still in a super high class place.
Yeah.
Your job is customer service.
Yeah.
Whether you hate the people you work for or
not.
I don't
know, that guy didn't get fired after that.
He should have been.
But you don't know that.
I don't know that. It's true.
Maybe they should elaborate it on that.
Yes. I need more backstory on the concierge.
Would you feel better about that?
I need some exposition about what happened to the concierge.
Exactly.
So that was very upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was upset at the concierge guy. Mm-hmm. For Alex Pierce.
I could see if you're on like the fourth floor at friggin' Excalibur in Vegas.
Not as urgent.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I call,
you're only paying $59 for that room.
Right, yeah, exactly. If I call the front desk at the Motel 6 saying somebody's trying to break in my room, I expect her to press a button to lock off herself.
Yeah. Exactly.
From possibly getting into danger and not help me. I get that.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Teddy KGB. That was his name in Rounders. Teddy KGB.
Okay. Very good.
I could be busting you all night, Teddy.
Right.
That's the line. Very anyway. Good. So he gets rescued by a cop.
Right.
And then you find out the cop is a rat.
Good. Yeah.
So he gives him a Shaw and his men, and that's when he finds out.
Right.
You know,
another part of the really pimp line in the plane. He's like, turn the plane around, went to Venice. And he turns to somebody else. So what do I own in Venice?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got property everywhere. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
So even in Venice, he's already got connections. He's already hooked up in Venice with the cops and everything.
He lost $2 billion and he still has shit, dude.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how much money he has?
Woo-wee.
Yeah.
But then maybe get some plastic surgery to get rid of that bump on your forehead. Yeah. That bugged me a little bit.
Yeah.
But whatever. I guess it makes him tougher.
What I understand is he lost $2 billion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He still has got his plane. He's got all this money. He still owns all this stuff. Is $2 billion pocket change to this guy?
Yeah, exactly. Why is he
Why is he worried so much about the $2 billion?
I guess it's the pride of, you stole from me. Nobody steals from me.
Right.
I guess it's that.
But and there's another weird line at the end that he stole his soul.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean? I don't get it.
I don't know,
because even his guard laughs at that line.
Yeah.
Like, ha, stole his soul. What an idiot. Doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we talked about they get on the roof, he runs around, and mm-hmm. then he goes to jail, and then he gets set up. At which point,
Shaw has him.
At which point, Jolie magically is on the same street
mm-hmm.
in the boat to save him. I don't know how that.
And that's where the first big like action scene.
Well, she's got connections, which you find out.
Oh, I guess that is true. She is tied into the
We might as well just say
Scotland Yard.
She's an undercover Scotland Yard agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's working with Paul Bettany.
Right.
Sort of.
Okay. Now.
And she needs the police or whoever else she's connected with to believe that this is mm-hmm. him.
Right.
So she can't afford him to get killed.
Right. At this point.
But at this point, she doesn't know that it's him.
She still thinks that this is the key to finding him.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call this a turnoff moment for me, but it was pretty outlandish and upsetting. Because I was already into the story. I was already invested, so I wasn't going to turn it off. Mm-hmm. But if they hadn't already grasped me into the movie, when Johnny Depp ties a rope to his boat, it was a very flimsy-looking knot. But that boat pulls the other boat, like, with vigor, a lot.
Yeah.
Based on the knot that he tied, I was like, you got to tie it tighter than that. It was like one knot.
Well, it's not only that, but those boats, they're not that powerful to drag another boat. Because that's a lot of drag speed, water. And just water alone, you have to.
Sideways, even. The boat was breaking sideways.
Tugboats are really powerful.
Yeah.
And they have a hard time. You got a lot of drag on a boat.
Yeah. So that had a lot of problems with the whole boat scene.
I wouldn't taking off quick snap the line. Don't you have to go slow?
Yeah.
So when you're transporting a boat, that's why tugboats
especially
are slow.
Especially with that flimsy knot that he tied. It was a horrible knot.
Was it an American knot? It was or a French knot?
I don't know. It was a bad knot, but it's somehow fine. Keep going. Drive your boats.
Mm-hmm.
And then at one point, the boat is going backwards behind it instead of being pulled sideways as it
which
should have
which would
been.
Give you even more drag, which would slow down the boat that's pulling it.
It was tied in the middle. It wasn't tied at the tip or the back. It was physics. It was bad physics.
Yes.
I had the same problem with a Jurassic Park movie, the one with Vince Vaughn in it, where there's the van is hanging off the side of the cliff.
Oh,
and then it falls off and it falls straight down.
Mm-hmm.
Physics would have made the van fly off the other side of the cliff and totally kill everybody.
Yeah.
In the same way with this chase scene, if she turns down an alley, the boat follows exactly her same exact path. It doesn't swing out and hit a building.
No, it would. It would continue going straight into the building.
Right, exactly. But it didn't matter. So I guess I'll
minor.
It's minor-ish. I mean, it's like, all right, fine. Go on with your story.
Well, it's a big ish if it happened early on.
Yeah, exactly. It happened late enough.
If that happened within the first 15 minutes, you would have been like, oh, this movie sucks.
Right. First the note and now this. No, this whole movie's fake. I would have been out.
Yeah.
But they already got me in.
You watched this movie a few times.
Nah.
You watched it a couple times. You remember seeing it a long time ago back in 2010 or 11 when it first came out. And
I had a problem with the note back then, but I didn't have a problem with the boat.
Yeah. You said you liked it and then you had to watch it again.
Yeah.
For this podcast right here, but you had to watch it in a different light.
I guess.
Different set of eyes.
Well, because I still did like this movie a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I really did enjoy it. And I remember watching it the first time and enjoying it and being confused why it got such shitty reviews by everybody and why everyone was talking shit about it. Ricky Gervais specifically. I don't know why. He took a shot at like the Emmys or something.
Oh, I know.
He said something about, me and the other guy, only two people that saw The Tourist or something like that.
Yeah, because it was a flop. I'll get to that later.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, on with the movie,
mm-hmm.
on with the show. Eh?
It did have 3 Golden Globe nominations, though.
Oh.
Which I will get to. That's in my trivia.
All right, very
I'll
good.
I'll get to that.
Now,
did I just ruin the trivia question?
Well, you don't know what it's about, but I'll tell you.
I'm just reading the cover.
It's on here?
It's on the cover.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'll get to it.
The movie keeps going on, but at this point, there. I think for the first time, I forget what it was, but I have in my notes, beautiful, sad. Because Angelina Jolie, she was sad at one point, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, even when she was like sad, it
she's
was like,
beautiful.
So like, yeah. I want to fix you. I want to fix everything about your life. I will kill all my friends if it helps you at this moment.
There's nothing to fix about her. You just need to.
No, but she was sad. It was like, I want to make you unsad. It was just very like, oh, good God. Oh. Anyway. I can't get over how attractive she looked in this movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her. There's anyone in any movie look as attractive she did in this movie. Maybe I'm biased, because it's fine. She's beautiful, that's all. Is
she more attractive than Bruce Willis?
Oh, don't make me choose. Nah, of course, how dare you. Anyway, so they get away in the boat. The boat, eventually, that super flimsy knot snaps the rail off of the boat.
Yes.
Which, again, eventually. I don't know.
Well, the boat was made in France.
Oh, is that right? It's more powerful, I guess?
Or was it made in China?
I don't know. More exposition on the boat making as well. We need more.
Yeah. This movie needs to be as long as, like.
Was this a long movie? How long was this movie?
103 minutes.
Oh, is that all?
It's like an hour 40.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is one of those rare movies that I want to be longer. Because I enjoyed it. I wanted to keep going with certain things. But it was nicely, tightly packed, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So around this point, what happens next? They get out of the boat.
They get captured. When they arrive at the destination, Shaw takes them prisoner. Oh, no, he takes her prisoner and he threatens, reveal the location. I'm going to harm her unless you tell me where the money is.
We missed the whole thing. They haven't gone to the ball yet.
Yeah, that's right. They went to the ball.
Yeah, they go to the, they get off the boat chase scene and then, they go back. Oh, they're getting back to shore. And this is, at this point, Angelina Jolie cuts him loose.
Mm-hmm.
Says,
oh, go home. Here's your passport and stuff.
I'm sorry. If we met in another life, then it would be fine. But at this point, we can't. So takes him to the airport, drops him off, get on a plane, get out of here, you'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she takes off, and super cheesy line, as the boat's pulling away, but he's like, but I love you. Like talking to himself out loud while she's very far away. Like, all right. That wasn't necessary. That was exposition, right? That was unnecessary exposition.
Yeah.
Great. We got it.
Well, you knew that before you even said that.
Yeah, exactly. But so then why say it? Why? Anyway.
Just in case you didn't know.
At this point, nobody's still Well, she's not sure if this, she's, the whole time she doesn't know it's Alexander Pierce.
Yeah.
Not until the very end when he reveals it to her. Mm-hmm. So she's in this weird place where she loves this dude, but still loves her ex, which I guess
is Pierce.
Is a douchebag. Yeah. Yeah. He's gone for two years with nothing.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
But he stole
stuff.
$2 billion. Oh, okay. He had to hide. He had to.
By the way, where is her money coming from?
What do you mean, her money?
She's like, she gives him a bunch of money and the passports and everything. I guess the room is paid for by Pierce already, but she still has means about it.
Yeah, well, she's an agent.
Maybe the government's paying for it.
Okay. But that would blow her cover. What does she do for a living? According to Pierce.
There's nothing.
They
didn't explain
that. She's a socialite? Is that what it is? She's just super hot? That's her issue.
Well, everything. They didn't explain what she did until you find out what she did.
Right.
Like, she never had that conversation with her. She's asking him, what do you do? Well, I'm a teacher, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if I'm having a conversation with somebody and they ask me what I do and I'm a teacher, well, what do you do?
Right. So it's at this point in the movie where she drops him off at the airport and goes straight to Scotland Yard from there.
Yeah.
Because I guess she's now pissed at Alexander Pierce because he has let all this happen.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he should have revealed himself. He should have intervened to keep, I guess that guy from dying and also to get her safe. And they just, so she's pissed. He's like, all right, fuck it. I'm done with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
She goes back to Scotland Yard. You find out she's been an agent this whole time, but she's also been AWOL for 2 years. Yeah. So she's kind of an agent, but she's not reporting in type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're letting her continue on because otherwise it'll blow her cover.
Yeah.
So she walks in. All right, I'm ready to give you this guy. Let's set it up. And then she goes to the ball, which we find out earlier, there was a ball happening in 2 days, which she got invited to by Alexander Pierce.
Yeah.
I want to go to a ball in Venice.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Oh my God. I'm in love with Venice already, just mm-hmm. in general.
I'd like to go to a ball.
Yeah, right. In Venice, it's just like, oh.
How can you have a ballroom with no balls?
Yeah.
I knew you'd get it.
Oh, it's from Frozen, everybody.
Yes. All right. Yeah.
By the way, I saw this.
I knew it. I knew it was going to happen.
It's not about Frozen exactly. But I saw a play recently where it was an original scripted play, and they took a song from Frozen. That song.
Let It Go?
Do
you want to build a snowman?
Love Is an Open Door.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they reworded it, and it just bothered me a lot.
Yeah.
Because like, I heard like the first two beats, I'm like, hey, that's from Frozen.
Yeah.
And then totally ripped the song apart. Like, that's the end of my story.
Yeah, okay. So back to the tourist.
Yes, the tourist.
So they could go to the ball.
Amazing. Good mm-hmm. God. This is the crystallization of high society at its finest.
Yes.
Like, upperclassmen just with money. Like, this is old money.
Right.
You could tell this is old money.
Yes. Right.
See who's got more old money.
And there was this guy in the ball who pulls off this amazing line to Angelina Jolie. That if it wasn't for what was happening, I feel like that should have worked.
Uh-huh.
Because she walks in and there's this guy sitting there or standing there, and he's like, I thought you'd never make it. I thought you wouldn't come or something. She's like, what? So she's already like, oh, is it you? Is it Alexander Pierce?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I wasn't sure if you were going to make it. Then I saw you walk in and I knew it was destiny. I'm like, ah, it was a greatly played line.
Yeah.
But because she was expecting to find her love.
Uh-huh.
It was like, meh, meh.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that, I feel like that line should have worked because it was executed well. This mm-hmm. guy is smooth. Oh, man.
You rewatched that over and over again?
No, I took notes.
Did you get that down?
Right. No,
right,
I have.
Cool. Next time we go to the bar.
I put on a wristband the next time I'm at a bar.
Yeah.
I guess I said the exact same words.
So I guess that one line from Austin Powers is not working for me. There you are. Do I know you? No, but that's where you are. You're there.
You're there. All
right. So what happens after that?
So she gets another note.
Oh,
she finds a note.
A mystery person
starts chasing him, and then boom, there's Frank. Standing in the dance floor.
Frank.
Yeah. And like, what are you doing here? I told you to leave. Get out of here. And, oh, you owe me a dance. So they start dancing. It's kind of mm-hmm. like, ah. Because at this point now, she's trying to.
But see, what I don't understand is, now, if I was her, though, at this extravagant ball, and all of a sudden Frank, the teacher's there.
Yeah.
If I was her, it'd be going through my mind like, how the fuck did you get into this ball?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, but they say that. They explain that. Or she asks him, how'd you get in? And he tells her, which another pretty cool. I told the bouncers that you were in here. You're my wife, and I wanted to check up on you. And then she says, I guess Italians are very sensitive to that kind of thing. Where, because I guess maybe they're very jealous people. Maybe is the implication there. So because they're in Italy, and because this guy's checking up on his wife, make sure he's not cheating. All right, please go in, go check up on your wife. I guess that's how he got in. But anyway, it keeps going. She eventually leaves. He leaves. He gets arrested. Scotland Yard jumps in like, you idiot. We're setting this whole plan up and you're screwing it up. So they keep him in custody for a while Angelina Jolie reads a note, finds out she has to go to this apartment to, I don't know. They don't say what. Mm-hmm. Just go there. So she goes there. Shaw follows him. Scotland Yard follows him. And yeah.
They're tailed by Shaw. Everyone's being followed by the police.
Right. Yeah.
And when they arrive at the destination, Shaw's there, gets her, holds her as prisoner. That's where I skipped the whole ball scene. Right. Sorry. And that's when he tells Frank, tell me where the money is, Pierce, because he thinks he's Pierce.
Right.
Tell me where the money is.
Well, he's threatening Angelina Jolie for a long time first.
Yeah.
While Frank is in the back of the squad car, or
the van.
It was a boat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were in a boat watching this whole thing on surveillance, mm-hmm. and they're just waiting for Alexander to show up to save her. That's what the cops are waiting for. The guy, the stupid Legion dude, is sitting there like, nope, he's going to be there.
The main guy there was there too, wasn't he?
He showed up later.
Yeah. James Bond shows up
later. James Bond shows up. Because they're waiting there. Don't take a shot. They got snipers everywhere waiting to kill everybody in that room. Mm-hmm. And they're just waiting and waiting. And eventually Frank picks his own handcuff, and he goes.
Which should have been a red flag. Like, wait a minute. As an audience, how does a teacher pick a lock?
Because at one point, right before this, he was already handcuffed in the boat scene. Uh-huh. Angelina Jolie picks the locks for him with the toothpick.
So he might have observed.
Yeah, how, okay. Right. So that's where I got it.
Okay.
So that's why I was able to excuse it. And I'm still like, wait, is it? Is it him? Is it not him? Is it him? Is it not him?
Yeah.
Well, somebody tell me. Not only that, but he's in love.
Right.
So you do what you have to do.
Right.
And because he plays it off like, I got to get in there and save her.
Right. No, you guys got to save her.
I'm in love with her. Yeah, yeah. And they're not doing anything.
Meanwhile, he's going to show up. He's in the fucking boat with you. He's trying to show up. You're not letting him show up.
Yeah.
And then he does show up. Mm-hmm. And then he gets in there and, and even at this point, I'm still not sure because he walks in and he starts playing the part of, I am Alexander Pierce. I am the man you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Release her and I'll do what you want. He's like, no, fuck you. We're going to kill her and we're going to kill you.
Yeah.
Listen to us. Oh.
Okay.
That didn't work. So then he goes to put the code into the safe because only Alexander Pierce would know it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking up. And at this point, still, I'm like, oh, is it him? Does he know the code? Is he bullshitting?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? And then James Bond saves the day.
Yeah. He comes in and he says, he overrides Paul Bettany's orders.
Yeah. Stupid Legion.
And he says to kill Sean and his men instead because they're well-known gangsters or well-known mobster.
Right.
Nobody's
going to cry about that.
Yeah, get the criminal who's there, not the person who you think you might show up.
Right.
Get this guy. He's top priority. So he...
And that was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. The police in Scotland Yard, or whatever you call them, the agents?
Yeah.
Wow. Very impressive. Every other movie we watch, I'm always talking shit about like the CIA or the cops. We do it real bad over here. Over there. Boom.
Uh-huh.
One shot or one blast, one volley of bullets, everybody in the room died except for the people that were supposed to live.
Yeah.
Very impressive. I was very impressed with that.
We have James Bond leading him, dude.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's why he's the best spy ever.
It was actually just one bullet that split up and then, and then home.
I guess SEAL Team 6 is not good enough.
It was like the Who Framed Roger Rabbit, the magic bullet
that
shoots it. It's the Indian with the mohawk.
Yeah.
The tomahawk chases after him.
Yeah. What was the other movie that did that where they wanted?
The curved bullet.
Right.
With Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh. Angelina Jolie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I love the police in this.
The preciseness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I want to go back to something that was said earlier. Okay. I think it was Hollywood that said it. Something about like that this gonna happen because everything would have had to happen precisely. Blah blah blah. Yeah. As planned.
You would need James Bond to step in.
Okay.
At the right time to order the deaths.
Here's the thing, though. We also touched on that everybody was like involved in it at some point. What did you think of the movie Ocean's 11?
I really liked 11.
But
I liked it.
Wouldn't you say the same thing? Everything would have had to have fallen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's everything almost like the same thing. You have a mastermind, somebody, you know, and he was gone for 2 years.
Right.
Don't you think he was
playing
for 2 years?
But there's still variables that could.
There's always variables.
Well, up out of
one
nowhere.
Thing that I
but
did
it's
notice.
A movie. Variables are not allowed to happen or else you wouldn't have the same movie.
One thing that I did notice at the very beginning that although it seemed like a coincidence that she sat next to the right dude, there were certain things there that were kind of pointing her in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like the car number was 22,
mm-hmm.
and she said, meet me at this train station at 8:22. So 22 is already boom. All right. So in her mind, this is the right car. It's kind of like neuralistic programming where he he manipulated her to do what exactly what he wanted her to do. So maybe he was like eighth seat back, and it was just like in her mind, 822. So car 22, eighth seat. Only guy in there that's not a couple is this one dude in car 22. So
yeah,
it was kind of like, all right, this had to happen the right way, but I also feel like he executed it to make sure that that's how it was supposed to happen. Now, as far as the last scene,
the table that they were sitting at, there was four chairs there, wasn't there?
Four? What?
Was he sitting at a table for two, or was he sitting at a table with the four chairs?
It's an empty chair across from him. Right. So it's designed just for two one person to sit across from him. Yeah.
See, so it was kind of worked out.
Yeah.
You're still taking a chance.
The thing is, though, if you're traveling in a bullet train like that, okay, and you're sitting by yourself at a table for two because there's only tables for two in that car, would you come up and sit with another man?
Was it Johnny Depp?
I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, no.
But you know, then it would be reversed. You'd be way out of his league. Same here. But no, seriously though. I mean, you would find another seat that was empty. Unless you were a female, like Angelina Jolie. Well,
unless you have a plan to find some man to sit with. Because that's what you've been told to do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do get the whole, a lot of things had to happen right, but a lot of it, I think, was calculated.
He would have staged it up because he wanted her to sit with him.
Right. Now, the only thing that would be not planned was that very last scene. Like,
yeah, the sniper.
What's going to happen now?
Yeah.
He would need James Bond to show up at the last second to order them off.
I'm not sure how much of that was actually planned. I think that
part was coincidental because he was kind
of
scared.
Things got out of control. Yeah. And like, oh, shit. Yeah. It's over. I was like hoping for like a Ranger game.
Was
got
there,
in the safe.
There wasn't there. Yeah.
So the Paul Bettany gets a message. Hey, we found Pierce.
Yep.
What? So they send everybody after him.
Right.
And surprise, it's a tourist who's been getting instructions this whole time.
Right. So all the cops leave, leaving Jolie and Depp in the room together where he's finally reveals to her by opening the safe.
Yeah, he enters the correct code.
Right before everybody dies. Oh, I just got chills. Right before that last part where everybody dies in the room, he's walking to the safe, and I feel like he thinks he's going to die. Jolie thinks we're all going to die. Mm-hmm. So she lips to him, I love you, as he's passing by. Mm. And then everybody dies.
Yeah.
So then that's when he turns. So you love me, do you? Yeah. What about your ex? I love him too. Sorry. Oh. I think I can help you. Boop, 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 puts the code in. Hey, we're the same person. You love one man, even though you thought it was two a second ago.
Yeah.
And what's in that safe? There's only one thing in there.
Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a check made out to the exact amount of $744.
No, well, not initially. Initially, there's I don't know what the hell. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And what looked like a pair of gloves or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So the thing of value.
Right. They clear out the safe. And there's a check made out to Scotland Yard, I assume. Mm-hmm. For the exact amount that he owes in back taxes.
Why should he pay the government? Like, you wouldn't make out your back taxes to CIA.
Oh, sure. I guess it's not just Scotland Yard.
So it should be like British tax service or something. Right. I don't know.
But it's fitting that he did that because he wants them off his ass.
Which is true because James Bond says, well, he's paid back the debt. The only crime he's committed is stealing money from a dead gangster.
Right.
And no one's going to miss him.
Right. See, and another reason I'm in love with these Scotland Yard people.
Yeah.
God, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Wouldn't happen in America. No, we got to find this guy still.
Uh-huh. Right. He's still a criminal.
Even though he stole from a dead gangster, which you killed.
Right. Yeah. We just killed the guy that was pissed off at him. We actually did him a favor.
Yeah.
And he paid us for it. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool.
It should have been what he owed plus $8 million for the investigation. That would have probably... Because at this point, I guess he still owes them for all the time and money they spent trying to catch him.
That was their...
He should have made it like
that was their decision,
maybe like $760 million just to cover everything. Mm-hmm. And Paul Bettany's pissed, dude.
Yeah,
that his boss overrode him on that.
But fine. I feel like he was a bad job.
Yeah,
$8 million wasted on this already. Yeah. So he's screwed. He's out.
And then they sail away together.
Yeah,
everyone lives happily ever after.
Yep.
Ta-da.
With one quick little joke in there, mm-hmm. where Jolie's on the boat with him, and he's like, so. You had a plastic surgery, and this is the face you chose?
Yeah.
It's like when I was like, which he's super attractive. What's wrong with you?
But compared to her.
There's no amount of money you can spend to try to get on that level.
Michael Jackson tried.
All right.
So, any closing thoughts?
It was. I really did enjoy this one.
Yeah. Okay. I like the movie. I've seen it many times, and I could watch it. It's a movie that you could be turning the channel on the TV, and it could be on, and you'd watch it.
Yeah.
But
as long as you've seen it once before, you can jump in.
Yeah. But like I do with most movies that I run into on TV, if I own it, I'll pop it in because I hate commercials.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah. If I'm flipping through the channels and there's a movie on, you know. I particularly like the Bourne movies.
Okay.
And so when one of those is on, it's like, I can't sit here.
I don't do commercials either.
Yeah. I'll get up and I'll put the Blu-ray in and
I'll just keep looking.
Yeah.
I'm lazy. I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to find something I like from this position.
Yes. Which is why, you know, like TV shows, I usually don't follow TV shows when they're current on TV. Mm. Case in point, Breaking Bad. Because I'd rather just,
I'm glad you finally watched it, by the way.
On Netflix and just, because what happens is I end up staying up till 4 or 5 in the morning when I have to be at work at 8.
Yep.
And I just got to continue watching a new episode. So.
Absolutely.
So you guys enjoyed it. This is the first time I ever saw it.
Is that right?
And I thought it was okay.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was going to be much worse because I heard so many bad things.
Oh, yeah.
It was a commercial flop and it sucks
right.
And I was expecting for it to be like terrible.
This was in 2010 it. And I actually didn't see it until probably 2012.
I think about me too also.
And I think the only reason why I saw it was on TV.
Okay.
And I started watching part of it. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting, you know, and I actually did watch the rest of it through commercials.
Oh.
Because I didn't own it. I didn't own it. And so I went out and I bought it at the $5 bin at Walmart.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's sad.
That's how bad it was.
That's so sad. Because
within 2 years, it's in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Wow.
I didn't like the acting between them. I thought their chemistry was just really off.
I think the story
as it went
really
throughout.
Got me.
Yeah.
But James Bond, that's a real actor right there, too. Because he's a Brit.
Right.
Brits are the best actors.
I did find it kind of weird. It was a little off-putting for me to hear Johnny Depp talk like a normal person.
Yeah.
Because
you're so used to it.
Yeah, every role he does is some sort of variation of something crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was Tonto just recently. Which,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then every movie he has some sort of weird affection to his voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to hear him talk normally, it felt like he was doing a voice to sound normal. And it was a little like, it didn't.
It's kind of hard to hear.
Yeah. Like, all right.
I mean, ever since, like, Pirates and Sweeney Todd, you're just like, you're
Jolie,
waiting.
I think, was great. She was great, although I did have a little trouble believing that she was.
They were good, but not together.
Right. Yeah. I think
that's
was
what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
Their chemistry was really, to me.
Yeah.
Everything else was pretty sweet, especially that shoot, the sniper.
Yeah.
But see, both of these are really good actors. You know, I think if they had
theory.
To,
yeah,
if,
theory, yeah.
if they, no, I'm serious. If they had to play a role where they were lovers, I think that chemistry could be a little bit different. But you're talking about a teacher who, and then her, she's supposed to make them believe. So it's like, you got to make them believe, but at the same time, they're not together.
Yeah, well,
so you got to make it. They got to make it seem that way.
But it can be done. Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that was chemistry.
Exactly.
No, that was before they were even married.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. She's not supposed to fall in love with them. She's just supposed to make them believe he is Alexander Pierce.
Right, but she does fall in love.
Exactly.
But I didn't believe it. I didn't believe her being in love.
Hmm. Not even at the end when she finds out it's Alexander Pierce.
Yes, that at that moment, yes.
Okay.
But everything up to there, no. Because she had that little tear type of thing. I was like, oh, again, I want to save you. I was like, oh, don't be sad. Are you happy? Hold on. I'll kill everybody. What do you want to do?
Okay.
We don't know. Maybe that could have been a director's choice.
Yeah.
All right. Have them. Maybe they were showing a little bit too much chemistry at the beginning, and he didn't want that.
I'm going to assume no. Dial back the chemistry. All right.
You know what I'll assuming does, now. Right?
What?
Assuming?
Assuming?
Yeah.
All right. Very okay. good. Look at you.
Well.
I don't know. What does it do? No, I'm just kidding.
That's our opinion on the show.
Yep.
Like I said, at the top of the show, we have lots of them, but we don't have any credentials. Now it's time to hear reviews from people who actually have credentials. Do you want to hear good reviews or bad reviews?
That's a bad first.
Okay. I think there's going to be more bad than good.
Yeah, I'm curious about this bad stuff.
Yeah.
Dana Stevens of Slate. I never I guess they're going the not Frank Miller, Dennis Miller approach of comedy.
Okay.
As for Depp, his character makes so little sense that he can hardly be blamed for blinking his way through the movie with an expression of blank face puzzlement that recalls Dan Quayle in the 1988 vice presidential debate.
Wow.
That's a very Dennis Miller-y line.
That's very specific.
Yes.
Yeah. You need the history book.
Yeah. Tom Long of the Detroit News. Jolie. I'm serious. It's with exclamation points.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Jolie. Depp. Romantic locations. Intrigue. Some movies sound too good to be true. The Tourist is one of them. Peter Travers, Rolling Stone, big guy.
Okay.
In reviews. In a year of craptaculars, The Tourist deserves burial at the bottom of the 2010 dung heap.
Oh, my. Okay. But why? That's not a good review. That's just saying.
Well, that's just. It's taken out of context.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know what else he wrote. It's just, this is the blurb.
Oh, this is the excerpt.
This is the blurb, okay. Yeah, for the review.
Good.
Good review. Jeff Beck of TheExaminer.com. Know what that is. The Tourist is very entertaining and thoroughly enjoyable from the very start and doesn't let up until the screen goes black, which is something that very few films are able to pull off nowadays.
Okay.
It was entertainment. Yeah. Entertaining through the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
Chris Vognar of Dallas Morning News says, The Tourist merely asks you to sit back and enjoy the ride, and then makes that task a breeze.
All right. Good. See, these are actual good reviews.
Yeah.
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 We always and it was easy to watch.
Yeah.
Richard Roper, who took over for Gene Siskel,
right,
when he worked with Ebert. Richard Roper said, sure, the plot is preposterous, but the two stars look great. The scenery is spectacular, and the supporting cast is a hoot.
Yeah. You can't go wrong being in Venice. I mean,
yeah.
No.
Oh, wow.
Rotten Tomatoes. This is part of the show where I make the guys guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes. For those of you who've never heard of this, Rotten Tomatoes accumulates score between 0 to 100. Scoring goes 0 to 65 is, no, 0 to 59 is rotten.
Right.
60 to 85 is fresh. 86 and above is certified fresh. Do you want to guess the critics, the tomato meter, or the audience first?
Let's do critics.
Yeah. Okay. The tomato meter. What are your guesses?
This is going to be tough because I know it did bad, but yeah. But I'm confused by that.
Okay.
So this is just a crazy guessing game. I don't want it to not be fresh. I'm going to go right at 60.
So it is fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna say because of just straight out of feeling, I'm gonna say 49.
20% from the critics.
Oh no, that's...
I knew it was gonna be low, but I was giving it more.
I know. I was hoping that it was just gonna be barely making it fresh.
Yeah. No, I knew they weren't gonna give it a fresh, but I didn't think it was gonna be that low.
These guys are bitter. They're angry for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in Venice is what the problem is.
Audience. Well, audience is typically higher, so I'm gonna say 42.
What was it? The 20?
Well, no, you know,
it's 20% for the critics.
20% for the critics, but I think more audience. I think the audience probably liked it, probably a lot better than critics.
Yeah.
I think critics were a little too harsh. I'm gonna go 60 for audience.
Oh, okay. You bastard! I was gonna do that too. Let's see.
You gonna beat me by one? You're gonna go 61?
61. No, I'll go
$1.
50.
Oh, Cowboy, you had it. 42%.
Oh, that's what I said first.
Yeah.
Huh? Is that why you were shaking your head?
No, I was shaking my head. No, when you were saying, I have a feeling that critics, and I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
Trying to have the no emotion.
Yeah.
Trying to be Johnny Depp in this part.
Yeah.
No emotion. All
right. I found trivia on this.
All right.
A couple good pieces of trivia. Let me bring up the Golden Globe one, Cowboy. This film was nominated for 3 Golden Globes, Best Musical or Comedy. Depp for Actor Musical Comedy, and what? Jolie for Actress Musical Comedy. The fact that a film originally promoted as a romantic thriller was nominated for the comedy category garnered the film and the Golden Globes considerable mockery.
Well, that's kind of funny because
this wasn't a comedy.
No.
Here on the cover,
it just says best.
It says best actor, best actress, and best motion picture.
Yeah, at the Golden Globes, they separate it. There's drama, best actor, and comedy, musical, best actor.
So this so one for comedy?
No, it was nominated.
Oh. It didn't.
It got a nomination.
Wait, comedy, musical, and what?
Comedy, best musical or comedy film.
It wasn't in either comedy or musical.
Exactly.
I think they're thinking like Sweeney Todd or something. That's
well, I'm
musical.
I'm thinking maybe they're like, well, was this before they started putting 50 zillion movies in the best movie category?
Well, no, the Golden Globes doesn't do that. There's five.
Oh, that's the Academy
comedies.
Awards.
There's five dramas for Golden Globes.
This should have been a drama.
Exactly. Yeah.
But is that why I got all screwed up? Bad reviews?
Maybe they had to
throw... Oh, that's what it is. This is a horrible comedy. That's maybe what the whole reviews are. All right, I get it.
Want to hear what other awards this was nominated for?
A Razzie?
It was nominated the Teen Choice Awards. Okay. It was nominated Best Action Movie.
No, what the hell? What?
It won Best Actor Johnny Depp, Best Action Actor, and Best Action Actress Angelina Jolie.
What else happened this
year? What else happened that year? Yeah.
Was there no other action movie?
Johnny Depp. Well, hold on. It won Most Rated Drama at the 2011 Redbox Movie Awards.
Okay. Redbox.
I didn't know they had an award show.
I don't know.
Well, Redbox is taking over.
Here's some other trivia. Paul Bettany, the guy from Legion, he turned down the lead role of King George VI in The King's Speech in lieu of appearing in this film. He has since stated that move was the biggest mistake he ever made.
Because
Colin Firth went and won Best Actor. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean Paul Bettany would have won Best Actor.
True.
But, I mean, that was a good movie.
No, he's not
gonna win. That was a...
He would not... The Legion guy would not win anything.
Uh-uh.
Horrible movie.
Yeah, the movie was good. The project went through a number of directorial changes. I'm actually going through the copy good this week.
All right.
Originally, the film was set with Lasse Hallström, but he left over scheduling conflicts. Then Bharat Naluri came on, but left after the project had difficulties.
Are these names you should know?
No.
Okay.
Then, well, this next name... No, hold on.
Okay.
then when Angelina Jolie came on, so did Florian Henkel van Donnersmarck, the current director.
Oofa.
But he left over creative differences along with Sam Worthington. You know who Sam Worthington is?
Was he Rudy?
Clash of the Titans, Wrath of the Titans, in Terminator, Salvation with Christian Bale. He was the half-human, half-robot.
Oh.
Avatar.
Okay.
But after many names were muted, including Alfonso Cuarón, who won Best Director for Gravity, Von Donnersmarck returned to this film. This espionage comedy has a number...
Espionage comedy?
Everything I'm reading, it changes the genre.
Wow.
This espionage comedy has a number of elements in common with the James Bond franchise. The villain is played by Steven Berkoff, who played a villain in Octopussy, while the section chief is played by Timothy Dalton, the former James Bond from The Living Daylights and License to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is predominantly set in Venice, which is where three Bond pictures of... were filmed from Russia with Love, Casino Royale, and Moonraker. Of the latter, both this film and that feature had the Hotel Danieli. I guess that's where the hotel they stayed at.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, what I need to know is who deems what type of movie these are.
The genre?
The studio
sells it as, this is a horror movie, this is an action movie. But I don't know what happened. Well, the Golden Globes picks, that's a drama, we're going to put in the drama category. I don't know what they were thinking by putting it in
comedy.
Well,
yeah, because Teen Choice puts it in drama, and Golden Globes puts it in comedy.
And then Redbox was drama.
I think the problem with this movie is a problem that Adam Carolla has with his movies that he talks about on his podcast, where he's saying that it's a tweener movie.
Yeah.
It's in between too many things.
Yeah.
It's not a comedy. It's not a romantic. It's not a sports movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not action. It's kind of a little bit of all these things.
Yeah,
so
but
it's hard to market.
A lot of comedy. There was only a couple good lines.
Yeah. And, but there also wasn't a lot of action.
No.
And there was
mostly
drama. Yeah. So it should have been a no-brainer though.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Uh-oh.
Stats. We want to put this film into perspective with other more successful films that were released this year, so that way we can get a feel of how well financially it held up to its peers. This movie cost $100 million to make.
Wow.
Would you like to take a guess as to what its lifetime budget is, U.S. and foreign market?
It costs $100
million? And it has to make 120% in order
to
make
300.
About 2 to 3% to make profit. Let's say just 2. Let's just say it has to make 2.
Okay.
2 times its budget.
So it has to make $200 million.
It's like two and a half
times its budget. Yeah, so if it's $100 million, it has to make
like a $250 million.
Quarter. Yeah.
But remember, it got bad reviews.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 180.
Okay.
I'm gonna go $500 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. In the U.S., it grossed $67.6 million.
Oh.
The worldwide domestic gross, $210.7 million.
Oh.
Bringing its lifetime gross to $278.3 million.
Oh, just barely.
So, but the thing you said about Ricky Gervais poking fun at this,
yeah.
Johnny Depp came back and said, yeah, well, we made $278 million. Ricky Gervais filmed two comedies that year that only made like $30 million each. So he went back at Gervais.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's cool.
This movie debuted in second place on December 10th, 2010 with $16.4 million. The Chronicles of Narnia, The Dawn Treader debuted in first place that weekend with $24 million.
See, that would be action. I would call that one action.
Yeah. Well, it's fantasy. Action.
Right.
This was the 47th highest grossing film in the U.S. for 2010.
Okay.
The top five that year were Toy Story 3, $415 million. Oh. Alice in Wonderland, Johnny Depp, $334 million. Iron Man 2, Paul Bettany, $312.4 million.
Oh, man.
The Twilight Saga Eclipse, $300 million. And Inception, $292.5 million.
That was a bad year for movies, I think.
Really?
Most of those
I like Toy Story
kind of,
3.
It was fine, but it wasn't like Toy Story.
Oh, and James Bond was in that, too.
Is that right?
He was the... Remember the little girl had her own toys?
Yeah.
The porcupine? I'm an actor. That's yeah. him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's Timothy Dalton.
Nice.
Inception was a good movie.
Inception was good, yes. But yeah. the other ones were kind of like, eh, all right. Well, it's fine.
You know what's funny about Inception? In South Park, did you see the Inception South Park joke?
No.
The little TSA at the end, the PSA at the end. You know how Stan always comes in and is like, oh, just because, right. you know.
Yeah.
They came in and they said, just because the music is confusing doesn't mean it's good.
Right.
Remember that.
Okay. All right.
And that's...
But, you know, to me, I think just the whole concept of time travel is confusing. And it can be...
Well, that's not time travel. What? That's dream travel.
Yeah.
Relating to time.
No, I exactly. but I enjoyed that.
That was good. That's fine.
Yeah. This movie can stream on Amazon.
All right. Adam. Beautiful. When you go see this movie, and you should, just to see Jolie's beautifulness, the eyes and...
And give us underwear or no underwear.
Yeah. But before you go and stream it, go to our website first. Click on the banner on our page. It gets you there. Doesn't cost you anything extra. And we get a little kickback. Help support the show without paying anything.
Yep. So check this out.
Yep.
It didn't suck as much as I thought it would. These two already saw it.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch. It's not the worst thing we ever saw.
No, no, no.
But it's not the best thing we ever saw.
No.
It's in the middle.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's interesting at the very least. Yeah.
I would say it's probably 60 on mine and Adam's Rotten Tomato.
Yeah. I'd probably go 70 as far as my personal rating.
Well, I'm just saying it's at least fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh. Not certified.
No.
So this is a tweener. In the spoilers universe. Yes. It's in between, not right. bad, not good.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I wasn't in love with it, but...
It's enjoyable.
Yeah. Like, I had to watch it again because I didn't remember a lot about it.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't memorable.
Yeah.
I just remembered, it's fine.
But you remembered when you watched it the first time you liked it.
Yeah.
It was worth watching again.
I was confused by bad reviews. Not so much that I liked it, I was confused by the bad reviews.
Mm. But it's not such a bad movie like... Over the top that
yeah
you will
remember force
over the top
God
or, over the top
oh, over the top well you'll remember everything about Over the Top only because it was so bad
right yeah not for a good reason. I guess memorable doesn't mean good. I guess that's
exactly
true. All right, remember that, kids.
Yes. Until next time, this is Hollywood.
I'm Adam.
I'm Cowboy. So follow me, you could this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. God.